West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A winter storm watch remains in effect from 7 a.m. Friday until 7 a.m. Saturday for our listening area, and with the potential for us to see some significant accumulation of snow, sleet, and or freezing rain, a number of local schools have already adjusted their schedules for Friday. Bremen City schools are closed on Friday. Friday and weekend events are rescheduled. Carroll County schools will be moving to a distance learning day on Friday. Additionally, all Friday after school and extracurricular activities are canceled. Carrollton City schools will have an at-home learning day on Friday. Cleburne County schools closed on Friday. Friday and Saturday activities are canceled. Harrelson County schools closed Friday. Heard County schools closed Friday. Polk County schools a remote learning day on Friday. And West Georgia Technical College is closed on Friday. All classes, though, will be conducted virtually. If your activity, event, or workplace plans a delay or closure for Friday or Saturday, send us an email at news@newstalk1330.com so we can add it to our list, which you can find online at newstalk1330.com. And with overnight temperatures expected to be below freezing for the next week or so, our friends over at West Georgia Plumbing and Septic have shared some tips to help prevent our indoor pipes from freezing up and cracking.
Everyone knows to leave your faucets dripping, your outside spigots dripping. I would recommend if you have any kind of plumbing on your exterior walls, like your kitchen sink, there's usually under a window, leave your cabinets open to let your room temperature get under your cabinets, to leave your pipes more at an ambient temperature. The insulated spigot covers, those are good to have. If you have a well, I would recommend if you have the pump with the bladder tank, everything up top. If you have a heat lamp, you can put on it in your well house. You know, don't get it too close. You don't want to melt any fittings or have the glue come loose.
Josh Eubanks, shop manager at West Georgia Plumbing and Septic, says if your pipes do break, one of the first things you may notice is a loss of water pressure, or you may hear water spraying in a crawl space or in a basement where pipes are exposed. And if that happens,
your easiest, quickest is to find your shutoff. If you can't find it, run down to your water meter, turn it off there. You can turn the valve with pliers. If you're on a well, you can just flip the breaker to the pump. You may lose prime, but that's an easy fix when it comes to the grand scheme of things, just getting the water cut off. You're not spilling gallons and gallons of water. And even when it comes to making those repairs, if it's in a crawl space, you got to crawl through all that. I mean, you don't want to be laying in ice cold water while you're trying to make a repair, whether it's the homeowner or the technician that responds.
And you can reach West Georgia Plumbing and Septic at 678-708-8883. And for any updates on this weather forecast, stay tuned to this radio station. Visit our website, newstalk1330.com, or visit the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. I'm Colin Worthington.